We return now to the Dr. Carolyn Dean Live Radio Show, along with her host, cohort, and good buddy, Ginny Sanders. Phone lines are open during live broadcast.
Welcome back, Hour 2 Live with Dream Vision 7 Network. Dr. Carolyn Dean live. We've got callers stacked up and we've got cool stuff happening. And actually, I was just texting with a customer who was telling me their picopotassium story about their leg cramps and their AFib and how they were listening to the show and how much picopotassium means to them and how much they love their Remag. So it's all around us, Carolyn. The goodness of everything that you're doing and everything that you've put together for everyone is truly around us. And it's such a joyful experience. I wanted to let you know also that Carlos asked, what is the best way to test your potassium level?
Well, it does seem that the potassium blood test is accurate. I haven't heard, I know 98% of the potassium is in the cells, so there's only a few percent in the blood, but I've never heard anyone say that the potassium potassium testing is defective. I'm looking up now ionized potassium. You see, if they're doing ionized testing, they're finding the ions of the mineral. They do ionized calcium testing. What we're trying to do with our studies is get people to do get the medical establishment to do ionized magnesium testing instead of serum testing. RBC magnesium testing is better. Our whole blood RBC testing that we do with Grassroots Health is incrementally a little better, but all these electrolyte minerals need to be tested with a machine that samples the ions of the minerals, because it's the mineral ions that get into the cells. Nothing else is getting into the cells. So, I mean, that's what I know. When I'm looking at just Googling around here, looking for ionized potassium, what I'd have to do is phone up one of the labs that we use, the online labs, and see, are they doing ionized potassium? Let's look up requestatest.com. And that's where you can order an online test and look for ionized potassium. Nope, they have ionized calcium. Yeah, but they don't have ionized potassium. So, you look at your blood test, but you really do the backup with the chronometer and decide from your diet how much potassium you're getting. And that will tell you that, you know, are you close to the 4,700 milligrams or not? And if you're not, then you you start taking the picopotassium. I think I'm doing 2 teaspoons right now. How much are you doing, Ginny?
Picopotassium, I do 3 or 4 a day. I love it.
There you go. And I'm Googling again, is there an ionized potassium test? No, I don't see it offhand. We'll ask our Dr. Taylor Wallish to help us with this. So enough of that. Do your chronometer. Find out how much you're getting in your diet. If you're not getting enough in your diet, take picopotassium.
I mean, how are you going to get 4,700 milligrams of potassium a day anyway without picopotassium? I can't eat that much food. I mean, you'd have to eat like 3 3 bananas and 2 baked potatoes. I mean, it's a lot of food.
Right. Just looking up, a cup of celery, 312 milligrams. So just to get 3,000 milligrams, you'd need 10 cups of celery. Right. So I think I looked up bananas once and it was like a dozen bananas, 422 milligrams in one medium banana. So yeah, you'd have to do 10 bananas to get 4,000. I know, it's like, how did people used to get it? But I think it was probably the marriage of magnesium and potassium, because the more magnesium you have, the easier it is to absorb potassium and vice versa. Maybe it's sort of catching up. This epidemic of magnesium deficiency is making potassium just not be available. Or the fact that, 50 years ago, was there more potassium in the food supply? And now when it's measured, there's a lot less potassium. That could be happening as well. But yeah, it does seem bizarre that it's almost impossible to get enough potassium in the diet now.
Wow.
So if anyone has any clues, let us know.
Yep. Well, pico potassium, I say. Yeah. I mean, it's just amazing, and it's done so much for me personally. I mean, I had all kinds of problems, cramping. I had, you know, all kinds of stuff going on, and it's all gone away. It's been fantastic. I love that stuff.
But look what the FDA did. They decided, you know, based on, I think there was some potassium, a medical prescription potassium that caused people, there was a medical prescription potassium that it had a coating on it so that it wouldn't dissolve in the stomach, but the coating would dissolve in the intestines and cause ulcers in the intestines. So because of that type of potassium, they decided potassium was bad. So they stopped people from taking potassium for decades. I mean, look how much chaos that's caused. Anyway,
they're silly people. They're silly people.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm organizing everything for our chat line. Now, let me give you a couple comments, and then we are going to bring on some of our starting with area code 615, our very first caller tonight. I want to say that Belinda wished everybody in Canada happy Thanksgiving, Canada, because today is Canadian Thanksgiving.
Yes.
So I thought that was very precious and sweet. New Earth Television said that they are using the new floor refresh for keeping the undercarriage fresh.
The undercarriage of what?
Well, I guess body undercarriage.
Animals?
No, undercarriage. Wouldn't that be like genital area?
Well, I've never heard it called that before.
Undercarriage? All right, no. I'm going to ask New Earth. Well, that's the way I interpreted it. So I'm going to ask for a judge's ruling on that.
Yes.
They'll let me know.
Yeah.
Okay, Sonia said, I had double surgery December 2020, a hysterectomy and intestinal resection, and was having a long time to heal, as well as pain and inflammation, till I started using Kiko Silver 3 weeks ago.
And?
And well, then it's gone.
Oh,
she said the tumor was also found RBC and WBC was very low for 9 months until Pico Silver. My count has increased after just 3 weeks. Thank you, Dr. Dean.
Oh, wow. Wow.
That's pretty amazing. Increasing your white blood count after 9 months in 3 weeks. I mean, that's pretty crazy.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing is, New Earth Television did say this summer I was having muscle cramps during the day and waking up at night. I assumed it was me working too hard around the house in the yard. Duh. It turns out it was potassium. Problem solved.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So that's very good. And mm-hmm. also Deborah said, that's the station owner at Dream Vision 7. I was waiting to share this, but I can't wait anymore. Pico Silver is helping me with my nasty Lyme co-infection. Symptoms subside with using the silver. Thank you so much, Carolyn.
Which infection, hun?
Lyme.
L-Y-M-E disease?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. Awesome. That's a tough one. So that's wonderful. Wow. Yay.
Okay. And she said it's been ugly. However, a lot of emotional clearing. So in a sense, it's been a gift. And Newark Television said, yes, the genital area. See, I got that.
You did.
I understood that right away. It wasn't a medical term, probably why Carolyn's a doctor.
Very good, New York Television. You just keep spraying away. That's wonderful.
That's right. That's mm-hmm. right. Okay. Well, I never thought of that, but I mean, I think that's a good idea. So I must do some experimenting. I think that sounds very fun. Mm-hmm. Okay. Let's take some phone calls, shall we?
Okay. All set.
All right. Area code, our lovely 615. Oh my gosh. I just looked up in 615. Finally got discouraged and probably went away, but she'll come back. So area code 615, come back because we are ready now. All right. Here we go. Area code 719. If you can hit *6 on your phone and we'll bring you into the station here with Dr. Dean. Area code 719. Hello. Welcome.
Hi. This is Pamela.
Go ahead, Pamela.
Hi, I'm so glad I tuned in tonight. I've missed your call because I've been traveling, and I was calling because I was going to say I'm so frustrated. What should I do? And you just already gave me the answer that I need the potassium. My doctor told me that my potassium was off the chart, that I needed to get off potassium. Well, I didn't get off of it, but I did drop it a lot, and I ran out of your Pico potassium, and I haven't gotten any more. And now I know that's what I have to do.
Balance. Very good.
Yeah. I'm taking 3 teaspoons of the Remag. How much do you think I should start with for the potassium?
Well, you start with a teaspoon. When we do Remag, we tell people to start with a quarter teaspoon, same with Remite. But do you find that, Ginny, that people can just dive right in with a teaspoon of Pico potassium?
I know we do say, you know, a quarter teaspoon type of a thing because it is 99 milligrams. I would just try it, the 99 milligram, just a quarter teaspoon dose, maybe 1 or 2 days. And if you don't have anything strong, I would just definitely just start pouring it in by the gallon into your drink.
Yeah. Well, I was taking, I don't know how much, but I think it was at least a couple of teaspoons before I ran out. So that I think I'll be okay, but I'll start out slow. So my next question is, my eyes seem to have dizziness problems with my AFib, and I don't know which causes which, and I'm wondering if getting this potassium and magnesium balanced out, you think that'll help the dizziness?
I'm trying to figure out with the dizziness, it can be that the blood isn't getting all the way through your body with each beat. It's a bit of low blood pressure in the head that's causing the dizziness.
Well, my blood pressure is always on the low side.
Right.
But
how long have you been on the Remag, Pamela?
Oh, I think about 3 years.
And you've still got AFib.
I've still got AFib. Now I pretty much have gotten rid of the leg cramps, but I still have to put the Remag lotion on my legs every night. But if I do that, I'm pretty good as far as that's concerned.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so when you were on the potassium before, the couple teaspoons, Was your AFib better?
I don't know if I've increased the number of the how often I'm getting big problems with it. I feel like it seems like I'm getting more and more of them recently. But I never know when I get up in the morning. If I, you know, if I feel really good when I get out of bed, I'm probably going to be fine for the day. But if I have the slightest little thing making that my head feel a little bit light, I know that I could possibly end up in a big dizzy spell.
I see. So it's a dizziness. Are you taking Recalcia?
No, not recently.
Yeah, and I don't really want you to, because calcium, you know, can antidote the magnesium, so we don't want that.
I remember you saying something that made me think I needed to cut back on it, so I quit, and so I haven't been doing it.
Right. And how much Remite are you taking?
3 teaspoons a day. Oh, Remite, I'm sorry. Yeah. 1/2 a teaspoon.
Okay. How about increasing your Remite to the 1.5 teaspoons that I usually recommend? Because you could be missing out on some other minerals, because, you know, 3 teaspoons of Remag should be fine if you get yourself back up to 2 teaspoons of picopotassium. But the Remite, there are 12 minerals there. There might be something in there that you're missing.
And you said go up to 1.5 teaspoons, or what did you say?
Correct. 1.5 teaspoons.
Okay. I think I was on that some time ago, and all of a sudden one day I got the taste of it and I just went, oh my God, I can't tolerate this.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, the iodine. Well, did you get our vitamin C reset berry powder to help with that? Yeah. So it should be better now. But yeah, let's just be, you know, just be consistent. And yeah, Ginny's right. Just, you know, take 1/4 teaspoon of the new bottle of picopotassium, and after a couple of days, you know, increase to the 1/2 teaspoon. And I would try to go up to the 2 teaspoons and get a little health diary and keep track of your AFib, not to be attached to it, but just to you and your dizziness. But just keep a diary to try to figure out when you're getting dizzy. Is it something you ate the night before? Is it something you're worried about? Is it, you know, too hot, too cold in the room? You got to, you know, be a detective about this, because you're doing all the right things. There's something going on and you got to figure it out.
Okay. So do you think I need to go ahead with the, my cardiologist wants me to do a 2-week thing with the thing they strap on you, you know?
The Holter monitor. Well, the Holter. Yeah, I would do it, because it's not dangerous or anything. And they might tell you if you know, you've got something else going on. You never want to avoid, you know, safe tests, because they can give us information.
Okay. Well, I had done it once before and I thought, well, this is not going to learn anything different. Why bother? But who knows?
Well, if it was just a short, you know, a couple of years ago, you might not need to, but I would never say to a person, no, don't get tests. You can make up your mind and, you know, maybe experiment a bit with your getting the Remag increased and getting back on your peak of potassium.
Okay. All right. But
if there's some conflict, I mean, in total biology, you know, what would we say about dizziness? You know, is it something that, let me just look up my notes. Do I have anything on dizziness? Um, Yes, sometimes with the dizziness, it's the body. When you have conflict, there can be areas in the brain that are kind of irritated. And when they're healing, they can cause a person to feel dizzy. Now, I can't say it, you know, at all that that's what's happening to you, but there's so many reasons for having symptoms that, you know, a cardiologist is just going to look for a heart symptom where I'm going to say, well, is there a conflict? Are you trying to shut down some worry or concern? And then by shutting it down, you throw your body off a little bit. Is there too much calcium in your inner ears? The little hair cells are calcified. And is there too much calcium? That's why, you know, I didn't want you to really be taking Recalcia. So there's a lot of reasons. I mean, if there's wax in a person's ears, they can be dizzy. And you can feel it when you wake up because you're lying on one side or the other and kind of impacting the earwax. I mean,
they cleaned them out not too long ago. So
okay, they went in with the hose, did they?
Yes.
Right. Well, that's good. That's good. You know, that's off the table. But just play detective and see what you come up with. There's a reason. Let's just find it.
Right. Yeah. Okay. One last quick thing. If I get all these minerals and things kind of balanced out and things start going a little smoother, do you think drop off of the natokinase?
Well, the natokinase you're taking as a blood thinner. Well, it's only when they clear you of having atrial fibrillation, you can stop that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right.
So that's your blood thinner as long as you have the AFib symptoms. Okay.
Okay. Stick with it as long as I'm having no symptoms. Okay. Mm-hmm. Very good. Well, thank you very much. This is going to help me a lot. I was getting so frustrated looking here and everywhere first. Yeah.
Anytime, Pamela. Anytime. You know, we love questions. They don't they don't bother us none. You know, some people might think, oh, I don't want to phone up and, you know, act like things aren't working and blah, blah, blah. You know, we learn so much when people, you know, quote, have a problem with taking our formulas because, you know, it's usually just like in your case, it may be that you really do need that extra teaspoon of Remite. You know, that could, that could be it. You know, we've had people tell us some amazing things about Remite, but when you're on several of our minerals, sometimes it's difficult for you to figure out, well, what's what. But we know from our customer feedback what the potential is.
Uh-huh. Great.
All right. Okay, Pamela, off you go into your detective work.
Okay.
Report back.
Okay, will do.
Great. Okay, bye-bye now.
Bye.
Wow, that was a great call. Fantastic time of discovery, as you say, Carolyn. That's wonderful. Mm-hmm. All right, let's go on to area code 970-970-6 to unmute your phone or answer the little blue button, and we'll put you on the line with Dr. Dean. Area code 970, you're on with Dr. Dean.
Hello,
sweetheart. Hello.
Hi, how are you this? I don't know what it is. And are you Hawaii or are you New York? I'm Colorado. Anyway.
Well, I'm in Maui. I'm in Maui.
That's what I thought.
In North Carolina and you're right in between in Colorado. So what's your first name again?
This is Emily. Emily Nichols. Oh. Yeah. And I said that I first was introduced to you actually through the podcast with
Michael Sandler.
Yes.
Michael. Oh, right. I remember. Okay.
Yeah. So I have been on your re-Meg and your re-Mite for as of September 15th. And so far, so good. And I told you that I had hypothyroid, and I was taking about 60 milligrams of that. Like I say, I'm so far so good, but some days I'll just be like, whoa, want to go into a coma. I'm tired. And I've had a lot going on, though, so that's part of it, too. But I do sleep well. I've been sleeping very well. But what I wanted to ask was, so I'm trying to count the weeks. I thought I was caller number 16. I thought I had time to do some calculations. But as of the 16th of September, I've been taking the Remite and the Remeg, and wondered when I should go for a blood test to see actually where my thyroid is at now. Is that a good idea? What do you, any?
Oh, yeah. On? Usually 3 months, Emily. You give your body 3 months to go through a good cycle, unless you're having symptoms like what happened to me after 6-8 weeks was I started feeling, you know, a little warmer and a little hyper. So I realized I was getting, you know, my armor thyroid, 60 milligrams was too much. And, you know, instead of doing what I tell people to do, wean off it, I just quit it. And, and I was fine. You know, I've never had cold hands and feet since and all the rest of it. Yeah. So, but that mine was 8 weeks. So that's like 2 months. So,
Well, I don't experience really the cold hands as much. It was just the tired, you know, that I remember even as a young teenager, I would come home and, I would go right to my room and fall asleep and my parents would call me for dinner. I mean, sometimes that's how my thyroid was affecting me. So it's mostly that.
Well, interject here because that type of fatigue can be from magnesium deficiency as well.
Okay.
I mean, they probably, I'm sure they did blood tests and found out your thyroid was low. But what happens is when you have magnesium deficiency, your adrenals are affected, your thyroid is affected, muscles and nerves are affected, everything is down a few notches. And that's why we start people with REMAG. And then if there's kind of diagnosed hypothyroidism, we encourage the Remite as well. But the Remag alone can do a lot for the thyroid and for the energy.
Is that right? Okay. Yeah. So like I say, the only other symptom that I've had was the cold feet. And my hands seem to be fine for circulation. That's what I call it. If I have the cold feet, I'm thinking, oh, it must be my circulation. But it's not every day that I get cold feet, and I'm not looking forward to the snow that's going to be flying, it seems like, sooner than later around these mountains. But
no, you'll be fine. Don't even think that. You're a new person. You've got support in your body and in your cells, and what you do is look forward to the cold to see how you adapt, you know.
That's fantastic. Yeah, I love that, your attitude and your thinking on that. And that's mostly the point where I go is positive. So, well, that's what I wanted to ask you to see when I should be retested for my blood. And I do take hormone therapy. That's only been going, I've only had twice. I've had the pellets and I felt like there was way too much testosterone. The last dose, which was about 3 or 4 months ago, and she thought, she said she didn't give me any more than the first amount, but the second dose, she said she gave me a little less of the estradiol. So we'll see if that's the case also, but I plan to get another pellet on the 15th of October. I'm wondering how you feel in general about hormone replacement therapy. I'm 66. Soon to be 67, and super healthy. I mean, despite the hypothyroid, I'm at a good weight. I'm like 135 to one, I vacillate 135 to 138. Mm-hmm. And you know, I take really good care of myself. Always have nice head of hair. You know, I mean, I'm healthy. It's just, I wasn't sure just because of the sexual part of my life. I just thought that would be helpful and it has been. So just wondered what your take on the pellets for the hormones. Okay.
So hormone pellets, they're usually estrogen and testosterone, and they do mm-hmm. help with the vaginal dryness, but they're, mm-hmm. you know, they are synthetic. What you've experienced when you had it the second time, perhaps along with the Remag and Remide, is you don't need as much.
Okay.
What I find with people, you know, on many medications is you need half as much when you're on our minerals. So you might think of that, but you also might, you know, because once the pellet's in there, it's in there, you know.
Right.
Whatever dose they give you, boom, you're stuck with it.
Exactly right. That's right.
For 3 or 4 months. And
that's
if there's any way this doctor does vaginal hormonal creams the natural I'm looking up my prescription because that's what I use like a quarter dose of estradiol, estrone, and progesterone, triestrogen and a progesterone. I stopped the testosterone because it was making me, you know,
irritated.
I'm already aggressive enough. I didn't.
and I'm so laid back and I was got really aggressive and my husband's like, what's going on?
Oh, that's so funny. So what happened to me is I went through early menopause and had just horrendous hot flashes for, you know, forever. So I finally did the vaginal cream. And that keeps the vagina, you know, keeps the area lubricated. That's what you want.
Okay.
And, I'm on a, 10% estradiol, 10% estrone, and 80% estriol. And estriol is the safest of the estrogen hormones. And they use that in Europe more than here. Like they use a lot of estradiol is the big one because it's more powerful. You know how America is. But it's...
It's a lot more male oriented than male, I'll tell you that.
That's right. And then the progesterone, it can be anywhere from 50 to 200 milligrams. And the progesterone is good apparently for sleep and just to balance out the estrogen.
Mm-hmm. I do take a tablet with that, just a small amount of the progesterone, 100 milligrams.
Right.
Projection,
so that,
yeah.
So that's going to be, that's going to be synthetic. So if you can find someone who will give you a cream with the triestrogen and progesterone, you have them both together. You just, insert them vaginally with your finger. You don't have to use a syringe or anything.
Okay.
And I gauge mine by my breasts. If I happen to use too much, like I usually use it like 5 nights a week, but if I forget and use it 7, I might feel a little bit of breast tenderness as estrogen is stimulating my breast. So you don't want that. You keep away from that. So that's a way of gauging exactly how much you need rather than, you know, a pellet, like we said, that's just, an amount that's just stuck in there according to what the doctor thinks you need. But right now you only need half of what they think you need.
Okay. I just had a thought before you go. She also said that all of these different hormones help the brain she said, my brain was literally begging for more hormones. How will that, how will that play out in the scheme of things? And she's also promising me that my bone density will be really good and there won't be any pre bone.
Right. Osteopenia. Problem. Right. Well, the thing is, this is a person who's very into hormones and everything is about the hormones.
That's
It's all half truths. It's half right, because I could say the same about magnesium. If you get if you saturate with magnesium, you're going to sleep better. You're it's
going
to
work better.
Yeah, it's going to detoxify, and you absolutely have to have magnesium for your bones. I mean, the studies with estrogens and the bones, they did this crazy study years ago where they gave estrogen to men who had osteoporosis to see if it would help their bones, and it did not help their bones. And I thought that was interesting. I mean, there's a lot more going on with men, but I thought that was a pretty interesting study.
That is interesting reading. Interesting. Oh, fantastic. I am so glad I got to talk to you, and I wasn't planning to talk about that subject, but I'm glad I threw that in there. I think I know what I'm going to do then.
Okay, and I was searching for the name there for second Emily, but it's bioidentical hormones is what you're looking for.
I do know about bio. Sure, I do. I know about, and I know an alternative doctor that could do this for me. Bioidentical.
Oh my gosh!
I know that. Bioidentical.
Awesome.
Great.
Right.
That's right. Yep. I remember that word there. Perfect. I love it. All right. Well, way to take
so
care
far,
of myself,
so-
right?
So far, so good, right?
Very good. Thank you so much. Thanks for taking my call, Dr. Dean.
You're welcome, Emily. Take care. Bye-bye.
Have a lovely evening. Bye-bye.
Hey. Very good. Yay.
Here I am. I'm at 2:40 in the afternoon. I have no evening ahead of me for another, 5 hours? No, 4 hours. But it's funny, you know, because we do... it gets darker earlier and all that stuff. We do go through a shifting. It's kind of neat, but we certainly have no winter. I'll tell you that.
Very good. Very good. Okay. So, I just want to say Anita typed in and she said, my new holistic cardiologist believes in magnesium and supplements, but he's telling me to take his magnesium, a 5-in-1 pill, which he feels is highly beneficial, of course. She said, I'm still having terrible arrhythmias daily, even though I take 4 teaspoons of Remag, 1.5 teaspoons of Remite, and 2 teaspoons of picopotassium, as well as zinc. I'm going on 4 years on the product. So I just asked Anita to call into the show tonight if she can, 646-558-8656. And the ID 8836953587. Just because honestly, I've never heard of such a thing, Carolyn. I mean, I've been doing this with you for, can you believe it's almost 10 years? I've never heard of anybody having arrhythmias taking that much Remag. You know, there's something that's just off and I don't want to.
Well, that's where we would go to Total Biology.
Ah.
We would, get Dr. Holt on the case, you know, have Anita talk to Dr. Holt and find out what is the conflict of the heart arrhythmias. I guess we could say, well, is it the heart's trying to speed up to take care of a problem, or, you know, part of sort of the anxiety of solving something? I don't know. I haven't really, looked at, let me see, palpitations in my Total Biology notes. See if
we haven't talked about this for the longest time, but I remember in the beginning when I was having my anxiety and my own heart palpitations, we talked about Dr. John Sarno's book. And even though his book is about back pain, the principle behind Dr. Sarno's work was that there was some kind of an unconscious position that the body was taking to create some kind of result. It's just like total biology with the conflict. Mm. But that helped me a lot, telling my mind that it was a liar.
Mm-hmm. It was giving you a message that you had long ago learned and resolved, but it just kept on trying to give you that message.
It just kept trying to tell me over and over again, your heart's going to stop and you're going to die and you have to panic and that's mm-hmm. all there is to you and your life and everything. And I finally just had to say, you know, this is ridiculous. This has gone on long enough,
mm-hmm.
you know, and what made me wonder about it was if the cardiologist is saying, well, take my Remag, you know, take my version of magnesium. There's not, you know, something deeper going on than just that, you know what I mean?
And you know, what we would say, of course, Anita, about his Remag or her Remag is that ours really is the only magnesium that's picometer in size and will get into the cells. The 5-in-1 magnesiums they have out now, that's their kind of advertising ploy. Well, we have taurine and we have glycinate and we have oxide probably. You know, we have 5 different types and they'll all hit you. No, it's the magnesium ion that is important. And that's what's been stabilized in Remag so that that gets right into the cells. So Ginny's right, you know, you're doing all the right things. So what's left over is the conflict. You know, what is your body trying to tell you with these heart palpitations, make you aware of, you know, waken you up to, what are you missing? What, you know, all these things. And in my notes, I don't have anything that I can brilliantly tell you. So we'll get you to talk to Dr. Holt. His first, short consultation is an introduction, and you can see whether or not it seems to suit you to book some consultations with him. So his first consultation is usually complimentary.
Yeah, very good. Excellent. Okay. Let's see what else we've got going on here. A couple phone calls still waiting. So let's go to area code 805. Area code 805, if you could hit *6 on your phone or just respond to the blue button I've sent you asking. There you go. Come on in. Hello, hello.
Hi there. Hello. I'm Patricia.
Hi, Patricia. Go ahead.
Hi. Well, I have not tried your products yet, but one of my clients raved about you and the products. I've been experiencing for years stomach issues and have had surgery 2 years ago for my esophagus not closing, the sphincter. Since I was 18, I would just be nauseous, but lately just waking up, daily nausea, upset stomach. I just got some scans done for upper GI. I've been talking to doctors, but everyone says you're fine. Everything is good. So I heard about magnesium, but I did try a couple of magnesium and I ended up in the bathroom a lot. And everything I eat, I'm eating extremely healthy. And yeah, the anxiety has been through the roof, I think, because of this. But I'm doing everything I can to relax and, you know, meditate, walks. I'm very active, but it's exhausting to constantly wake up nauseated. And then everything I eat hurts my stomach or I get hard and bloated. That's my main concern right now. So it's affecting me and everything.
Oh, yeah. It sounds terrible. And the surgery they did, the esophageal sphincter, you mean the one between your diaphragm?
Nissen fund application, where they took the stomach up and wrapped it around the esophagus. And so that was 2 years ago, and I still felt nauseous after, but I took some things, you know, I kind of like played around with supplements and my doctor gave me Sofran, and sometimes it worked, sometimes it didn't. And then the last 5 months just got worse, and I'm 51, and perimenopause hit, and everything just kind of went crazy. And a naturopath hormone specialist that I got, she told me about magnesium, and I got this blend called, it's called MagTech. where it has like three different magnesiums, and right. pretty much I tried so much and nothing has really worked. And then the latest doctor gave me some, he said, oh, it's IBS. And out of desperation, I took it this last week just with food, and it seemed to calm me down. But yeah, like if I have to get up early to work, I'm a makeup artist, I have to do a wedding. I was throwing up for 3 years because of it. And then they finally found something. But for 3 years, I threw up every day, and we did endoscopies. And when the last doctor did a Bravo endoscopy, then he found that sphincter wasn't closing. But recently, it's just been like, I think PTSD with it, because I'll get nervous and I'm like dry heaving and wrenching because I'm like, oh no, I have to work, you know?
Yeah. Okay. So, couple of things. I mean, there the magnesium does factor in here because that sphincter, I mean, it's different now because you've had the fundoplasty, but the sphincter can go into a closed spasm or an open spasm because of magnesium deficiency. All the stress you've had certainly makes your magnesium levels lower. So it's like every time you have stress, your magnesium is lower and things just spasm up. Yes. And in your case, spasm open. The other thing about the way the nausea is, I'm wondering about yeast overgrowth. Have you looked at yeast issues?
I actually, yeah, my doctor, I did the SIBO test and it showed, you know, the breath test. And she said there was an overgrowth of bacteria in my intestines. So I just took the medication for 10 days for that. So supposedly that helped. But like I said, I've tried everything from natural to medication, and I'm not as struggling.
Did it help? Do you know? Because as far as I know, because as far as I know, the SIBO medication is an antibiotic. Is that true?
I think so. Yeah, it was an antibiotic that I had to take. She actually gave me the samples, my doctor, because they're so expensive. It was like $3,000 or something crazy for the medication.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. So I took just 10. She gave me 6 at a time and then 4. And she wanted me to take 14. But I said no. And I didn't feel like, oh, my God, this was the answer. And I took the pills and I was better. I was still struggling. But the last few days, I want to say, got better because I think I'm taking this medication after with meals.
Which medication?
She gave me, what's it called? Because then she gave me lorazepam to take at night and Buspirin for the anxiety. Mm. The anxiety is like debilitating, but I hate taking pills. I'm not a pill person, but I'm pretty desperate. This is called, it's a generic for Anaspaz Hyoscyamine, H-Y-O-S-C-Y. Hyoscyamine for irritable bowel.
Yeah.
And I'm like, but I'm not, you know, sometimes I am running to the bathroom after I eat, but not all the time. Like I don't have that IBS thing going on. It's more like when I eat, the upper part of my stomach gets hard and bloated. So, and I'm eating, like I even joined this nutritional program, made myself eat because I was avoiding food because I'm scared to eat.
Okay, here's what we're going to do then. I'll set you up so that then you can talk to one of our customer service people just to go over it in more detail. But the spasming of the sphincter, I mean, it is quite common. And so magnesium is going to be helpful. What's different about our magnesium is it doesn't have a laxative effect. So you can, you know, you'll start slowly anyway, a quarter teaspoon. And what you're going to do is when you get the Remag, you're going to put some in a spray bottle and spray at the, you know, at the bottom of your sternum there. You're going to spray the stomach and just really kind of focus on that area to heal it, you know, and say to your stomach, you know, here you go, this is going to relax and make things work properly. And just, you know,
and it
really
helps anxiety as well,
right,
like anxiety and sleeping.
Exactly. I mean, the way magnesium works, it works on 1,000 different enzyme processes in the body, and sleep and anxiety are the, you know, two major ones. The other thing, you know, what probably SIBO is partly bacterial, but it's partly yeast. When they do the SIBO testing, they don't test for yeast. There are different agar growth mediums that are used to find organisms, and they do not grow for yeast. So they miss it all the time. Most gut things are yeast overgrowth, and taking an antibiotic will just make more yeast because it kills off good bacteria in the yeast count. So what you're going to do there is take our yeast management protocol, which is a probiotic called Flora Revive, and the Pico Silver, which is it's our anti-yeast, anti all kinds of things, and it'll help. I don't know if you heard early in the program, we're all about Pico Silver. So
yeah, I've been listening since before.
Right.
Yeah.
So those are the two major things. And and what we'll get Ginny, who Flora Revive, Pico Silver, and the Remag are the first three.
And the Remag. Okay.
Yeah. And so I was going to ask Ginny, but I know what you do is you're going to phone in. You're going to email support@rnareset.com and say you were on the radio show. You know, Carolyn told you to get Flora Revive, Pico Silver, and Remag, but to talk but to have someone on hand to talk to if you had questions.
Right.
Right.
Right. What's the email? What's the email?
support@rnareset.com.
RNA,
like the ribonucleic acid.com. And what you can also do in the meantime is go to our website with my books. They're free ebooks, and the website is drcarolyndeanlive.com. And you're going to get the yeast book. It's called Reset the Yeast Connection, but you just have to remember the word yeast. And you'll also get the Remag book. So just search for Remag.
Remag. Okay.
Yeah. So that'll give you all your answers.
I had fibroids, and then I had surgery for that years ago. I've always struggled since I was 18 with my stomach. I mean, this has been a lifetime. And I don't know now. I'm making an appointment with Cedars-Sinai to see if I've had this surgery. I'm wondering if it was because of the surgery that I'm getting, you know, side effects from the surgery, and if supplements will help me. If they'll help me, because I'm beyond, like, I have a pharmacy at my house too.
You know? Well, the thing is, the body wants to make you perfect. And even if you, I mean, what they do with this, you know, putting the fundus of the stomach and wrapping it around, you know, they're just imagining, well, that'll keep things in place or whatever, but the body is still going to, the sphincter is still there. It's still going to
do one thing.
It's still muscular. It's a muscular sphincter. You know, they pull tissue up around, and the stomach is not just a muscle, and it's not going to act as a sphincter.
These supplements help to calm everything, right? Because why am I getting nauseous again? I feel like food might be coming up still.
Carolyn, I just need to say we only have a minute to wrap the show.
Right. So, yes, that sphincter has gone open again. So the magnesium deficiency is causing it to be spasmed open. And you're going to encourage it to work properly by spraying the area with Remag, taking Remag by mouth, and then all the bubbly, gassy, blucky stuff that's nauseating you, that's yeast, and you're going to treat
that's
that.
I wanted to know.
Yeah.
Okay, great, wonderful. And then they'll tell me how to take everything, how much and everything.
Exactly.
Okay. Thank you so much. I really appreciate your time and everything.
Thank you,
Patricia.
You guys
are doing. Thank you. Have a great evening.
Just end with these words. The worst is over, okay?
Yes.
Thank you. Okay. I've been through a lot, so yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you. Yeah.
Bye, Patricia. Bye.
Bye, Jenny. Thank
bye,
you,
Carolyn.
Everybody.
Bye-bye.
Thank you, Rachel, Deborah, Bob.
You've been listening to the Dr. Carolyn Dean Live Radio Show. For questions about today's broadcast, email Dr. Dean at questions@drcarolyndeanlive.com. That's questions@drcarolyndeanlive.com.
This is Dream Vision 7 Radio Network, uniting mankind with universal love. Our shows are created from the heart, bringing each listener to a place of divine enlightenment. Breathe, relax, and enjoy. Let life flow.